All right.
Do you need a piece of paper?
So last week, we finished off, we were discussing that the Medrash and the Al Kishamoni goes through each of the brachos of Shemona Esrei and has some point in history where the malachim or the angels kind of originated that bracha, where that bracha was first said. And we mentioned last week one of the events that the Medrash says when the angels, when the malachim first said the bracha of Chonin Hada'as, which was when Yosef was brought out of prison and was brought to meet Paro. Before he went to meet Paro, so the malachim came and they taught Yosef the 70 languages. And at that point, when the malachim taught Yosef the 70 languages, so the malachim said the bracha of Baruch Chonin Hadas. And we talked about last week about how the concept of language and speech fits into exactly the concept of Das, and where that fits into kind of the loftiness of man. So the Medrash actually says a second event. With most of the brachos, it only says one, but with this bracha, the Medrash gives two events in history. And the second one that it says, it identifies one other time when the Malachim said this bracha, is when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, and he was revealed a number of things. The Pasuk in Tehillim says Lakach Tamatanos Ba'adam. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a lot of things when he was in Shemayim. And one of the things that he learned when he was in Shemayim was the Shem HaMeforash, was how to pronounce, how to say the Shem HaMeforash, which I think Art Scroll identifies as the ineffable name. When that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that was the point at which the Malachim said Chonin Hadas. So we've mentioned before the idea of a shame, the idea of a name, is the kind of the interface by which something is represented to something else, right? That's what we mentioned. You don't need your name to relate to yourself. Your name is there for other people to identify you, to place you, to relate to you. So the idea of a name is always that kind of sort of captures the idea of a relationship with others. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Hashem's name, when Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Shem HaMeforash, so to speak, the main name of the main name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says that the Malachim at that point said Baruch Chonin Hadas. So just to fit it in with what we were talking about last week, that on the one hand you have when the Malachim said when Yosef learned the 70 Lashonos, when Yosef was taught 70 languages, it was a certain point of the pinnacle of Adam. The other thing, which is the what gives Adam his lofty status, what gives him this higher standing, is understanding of Hashem, the ability of having a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the basis of that relationship is Da'as, as we mentioned last week, that if you don't have Da'as, if you don't have awareness, if you don't have, you know, this sense of your own sense of being, you can't have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu if you don't first have your own sense of your own existence. And that's the Chonin Hadas, that we're given this ability to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that was represented, the pinnacle of the representation of that was Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemayim being taught the Shem HaMeforash, being taught that most central aspect of understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can never understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, but in that way in which we can understand him through his names. So Moshe Rabbeinu being taught the Shem HaMeforash, you know, so to speak, the highest Madrig, the highest aspect of that represented that idea of the ability to have the relationship, or the pinnacle of that relationship, is also the Chonin Hadas, is also that Madrega of Adam, at which the Malachim said Chonin Hadas. The word Chonin also be etymologically linked to the word chone or the word machane, which is to rest, to camp, right? Vayichan means that they camped, right? So the koach of das, that faculty that we have awareness, the ability to relate to Hashem and to have that special connection, is that it's as if Hashem has encamped, that he's made his place of occupancy in Adam. So Chonin Hadas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a resting place for himself through our Das, through our having an ability to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ability to have a place to rest in this world. Like we discussed last week, that Rav Hirsch says that the word Adam is related to the word Hadom, which means footstool, because Adam is the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that through our das, through our ability to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place to be represented in the world. And the same thing that Chonin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gives himself a resting place, gives himself a place to occupy in this world through our das. So this was all just to plug things back into where we were up to last week. We were discussing the idea of what Adam means. That Ata Chonin La Adam Da'as. And we were mentioning the idea that Adam is this lofty madrega of man, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim receiving the Torah, that it was Lakachta Matanos Be'Adam, and that it says Adam Ki Yamos Be'Ohel, and Chazal say that Atem Kruim Adam, that you are called Adam, and Adam seems to be this lofty level of man. In contrast, we have the next line of the bracha, which is Umalamid le'enosh bina, that Hashem teaches enosh understanding. So we are called, and the truth is that we refer to ourselves, that anashim, when we refer to people are called anashim. Anashim is really the plural of enosh, which is something interesting, that, you know, when the singular that we refer to a person is ish, right? And isha, but the plural is of ish should seemingly be ishim, but the plural word for mankind, or for men, for peoples, is anashim. So the anashim seems to be the plural of enosh. So there's sort of a disconnect there between the singular and the plural. So what exactly is Enosh? Trying to understand what exactly the name Enosh connotes and how that's different from Adam and where that fits in here. So Enosh, there was a man named Enosh. Enosh was
Adam's grandson.
Adam Rishon's grandson, right. Chase had a son named Enosh, right? And the Enosh was a grandson of Adam. If anybody ever asks you for two pairs of grandfather and grandson who are in the same bracha in Shemone Esrei, you will tell them Avraham and Yaakov, and you'll tell them Adam and Enosh, because Ata Chonin LaAdam Das Umalamid LaEnosh Bina. So Enosh was a person, and the Medrash says that in the days of Enosh, the son of Shase, that the face of man, says Nishtana Pnei Adam Lios Kipnei Kof, says that the face of man changed to be similar to that of a monkey. And so, you know, Darwin was not the first one to realize the similarity. He just got a little bit backwards of which way it went. But the Medrash says that originally the face of man was not so similar to the face of a primate, and that in the days of Enosh, that the face of man changed to be more similar to the face of a monkey. So exactly what's the idea? Why did that happen? What does that mean? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, towards the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so the Rambam does not often give history lessons. There's a few places, at least in the Yad, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is not a history book, it's a halacha book. There are a few places where the Rambam will, you know, give a little bit of a history, and they're always there for some halachic purpose. And not to go into that right now, but the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he explains the origins of how Avodah Zarah came about. And the Rambam says that first, you know, Adam Rishon, he worshipped Hashem, and it was only Hashem. And says the Rambam that, you know, first everybody just worshipped Hashem. First did not last for very long. He says that then in the generation of Enosh and Dor Enosh, they started worshipping the Misharsim. They started worshipping the servants of the heavens. They started worshipping the sun and the moon. And they said that, you know, the intermediaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they also need kavod. That the servants of Hashem also need to be worshipped. And then says the Rambam that they went a step further, and once they were worshipping the intermediaries, once they were worshipping the sun and the constellations and all the different kochos that existed, they started worshipping them and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They started relating to the intermediaries as being the entity with which they had a relationship, who they had an avoda to, and they no longer related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Rambam, and this is very interesting, and this comes up in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, in one of the fundamentals of the 13 principles. The Rambam says the Isser of avoda zara is not actually in its essence is not to say that the avoda zara is the creator of the world, that I believe that this piece of rock, which I just cut into, you know, I chopped down a tree and I made it into a statue and now that created the world. That's not avodah zarah. That's silliness. Avodah zarah was the ikur, the primary isser of avodah zarah, was to believe that there was an intermediary between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your relationship is not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's through some subsidiary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who then will, that subsidiary gets its authority, of course, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar refers to that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Eloka de Elaha, that they referred to him as the God of Gods. They understood that there's the one great power that's in charge of everything. But, you know, what does he have to do with you? You know, he's far too lofty, he's far too busy, he's far too removed, whatever it is that they believed. But they believed that you had to have an intermediary who you related to. You related to, like, an army officer. Rav Weinberg used to always give this mashal, that if you're in the army and you had an apple to give to someone, and putting aside for a minute your personal feelings towards the current executive in chief, commander in chief, but you have an apple which you could either give to Donald Trump or you could give to your field officer. So who are you going to give the apple to? Your field officer. Why? Because he's going to give you the weekend pass, right? Who, if somebody's going to give you the pass to get away to go off base for the weekend, that's going to be your field officer. Donald Trump, you know, whether or not he might be a very nice guy, and he'll say how much he loves you, but at the end of the day, that it's not going to get you off for the weekend because you gave him an apple, right? The one who gives you what you want is your direct, you know, superior officer. And that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah felt, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he's way removed from us, and, you know, we don't need to relate to him or relate to the Misharsim. They're the ones with all the power. The Mazalos, they're the channels through which all of the spiritual energy comes into the world. What do I need to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'll have my relationship with the Misharsim. And therefore, they went from saying the Misharsim need kavod because they're servants of Hashem, to then saying we don't need to relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we will just relate to the Misharsim. So why exactly in the Dar of Enosh, in the generation of Enosh, did this shift take place? The reason they began to do this was because they didn't realize their own elevated position, their own distinguished status, and they therefore felt that we don't relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. We're not exactly holding on. We're not so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna listen to us and care to us. But you know, the Misharsim, the servants, that, you know, the more compartmentalized, you know, level, that's where we could, you know, have a relationship. And this lack of appreciation of their own value and their own being unique and special was reflected in their appearance. One could no longer see that they were different. At that point, Adam no longer looked obviously different than any other animal. That Adam could have been mistaken for being a slightly less hairy primate. And that was because they didn't recognize about themselves that they had that madrega. They didn't appreciate about themselves that they were different, and therefore in their physical appearance it was reflected they were no longer so clearly different. You had your hand up a moment ago.
I'm not sure it's shayach, but I always thought that, I thought that Christianity is not considered avodah zarah. But according to this, right, it's not, because it's not, there's still God, and it's not actually avodah zarah the way Hinduism would be, or Buddhism, whatever. So my question is, if this is the correct interpretation of it, they do have the intermediary, and would that not be?
So the truth is, whether or not Christianity is avodah zarah is a big machlokas rishonim. And the second truth is that if you go into it, it really largely might have to do with the many different varieties of Christianity, and in each area what type of Christianity they had meant which kind of Christianity they were talking about, which affected whether or not they said Christianity was avodah zarah. So, for example, the Rambam, for a moment have to forgive my ignorance about what each different branch of Christianity holds, but I think the Rambam knew about Catholicism, and I think Catholicism very much has that, right, and you know, the intermediate, and the Rambam holds that Christianity is avodah zarah. The Rambam says Islam is not avodah zarah, but Christianity is avodah zarah. As some of the Tabali Tosos said that Christianity is not avodah zarah. I think they might have had more exposure to the Protestants, or to the Lutherans, whatever it was, the Reformation, and but certainly a sticky issue, which is a little bit beyond the so there's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Ma enosh ki tizkareno, uben adam ki sifkedeno." Right? It says, "What is enosh that you should tizkareno, that you should remember him?" We'll retranslate that in a moment. "Uben adam ki tifkedeno," and what is adam that you should ki tifkedeno, that you should command him, that you should be mafkid him, that you should give him a task. So the Medrash says on that pasuk, on the first part of the pasuk, the Medrash says ma enosh ki tizkarenu, that when is that pasuk? That pasuk was said by the Malachim at the very beginning of time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to create man. He first asked the Malachim, and that's what it says. The pasuk in Bereishis says Na'aseh Adam, that says let us make man, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the Pamali Shamala, consulted with the heavenly court before he made man. He ignored their suggestion in the end, but he at least asked them their opinion. That he asked them, should we make man? And the Malachim responded with Ma Enosh Ki Tizkarenu, said the angels at the time of the creation of the world, in response to that question, if man should be created, they responded and they said, "Why should ma enosh ki tizkareno? What is man that you should be zocher him?" And we mentioned before the idea of zocher was one of the places where you see it clearly. Zechira does not just mean memory. Zechira means to consider, to take something into consideration. When you remember something, you are pulling something out of your subconscious and giving it particular attention. You are considering something, you're focusing on it, right? What is man that you should consider him something special? What is, so what the Malachim said is, what is Enosh that you should be zocher him? What is Enosh that you should consider him anything unique? The Malachim were saying that, what's special about man? Why should man be deserving to get to be created? What's the what purpose is there in creation? And the Medrash says, and basically the Malachim, Enosh, there's no different than any other animal. Like, what chos do they have to be created? And the Medrash says actually, before we get to the Medrash, says the word Enosh, I believe is the same shoresh, comes from the word Nash, which means to forget. Right, as in when Yosef named his first child, he named him Menashe, ki Nashani Elokim es kol amali ves kol beis avi. Right, that Hashem has caused me, or allowed me, to forget all of my suffering, and allowed me to forget that I've been thrown out of my father's. So the word Menashe comes from the word Nashani Elokim, that Hashem has made me forget. The word Nash means to forget. Said the Malachim, ma enosh ki tizkarenu, what is man that you should remember him, meaning that you should consider him? He's enosh, he's nash, he's to be forgotten. There's nothing special about him. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Malachim said the same thing. They said this pasuk, ma enosh ki tizkarenu. And Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu miziv shchinaso, He gave him some of his own, the shine of his own shechina, of his own presence. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to respond. The Midrash says that the Malachim asked this question. Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm afraid I'm going to get burned up from the hevel b'fihem, by the fire inside of them, because Malachim are made from Ish. And then Hashem, it says that Hashem gave him Yiziv Shechinoso, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to respond. So exactly what's going on there? So possibly, I think we could understand that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu Yiziv Shechinoso, that he gave him, you know, the glory of Hashem's presence, that he showed that man has the capability to reflect Hashem's glory, and that it's that which makes his existence worthwhile. That the Malachim said, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that man has the ability to reflect the ziv of the Shechina, to reflect the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And that was the response. Then, the next step, possibly we could say, the Malachim then asked, I'm going on to the end of the Pasuk, right? The Midrash is saying, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, and Hashem responded by giving Moshe Rabbeinu Yiziv Shechinoso. And then the Malachim continued on with the Pasuk, and they said, Uma Adam ki tifkedenu. What is Adam that you should give him commands, that you should give him a job? So Adam, now that he's shown that he's something special, he's Adam, he's Hadom Ragli, he is the ability to reflect the Shechina. So the Malachim no longer have the question of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, but at the end of the day, why should you give man Tzivuyim? Why should you give the Torah with the mitzvos to man? You should give it to the Malachim. We're Ruchni, we're perfect, we have the ability to seemingly on a much higher level to keep the Torah. And that's the Midrash says what Moshe responded. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, and he said, "Do you have that? Let's see what it says in the Torah. It says that you shouldn't have jealousy. Do you guys have jealousy that you need such a commandment? You should honor your parents. That you have parents that you need such a commandment. It says that you shouldn't eat basar b'chalav. I remember when you guys went down to the tent of Avram Avinu and he fed you meat and milk together, or milk and meat together, and you ate milk and meat. And basically, Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Malachim that the concept of tzivuyim, the Torah, wasn't shayach them. It was something which was meant for man, was meant for humans who have the struggle. It's specifically because they're not on that madriga, they're not on that level of perfection, that commandments make sense and are most appropriate for them. But that was the discussion between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu was first, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. They said, what is enosh? And Enosh, he's not. He's forget. Forget him. He's nothing special. And it was called Miziv Shechina. So he gave him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu that reflection of the Shechina and showed the Malachim that no Adam that man has the ability to reflect the Shechina. And then the Malachim said, Ma Adam Kisif Kedenu. He's no longer Enosh. You now see that he's now Ma Ben Adam Kisif Kedenu. He's now something more than an Enosh. He's an Adam. And then they ask, so Kisif Kedenu, why should you give him a tafkid? And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu responded and said, because I'm the Ben Adam, we're the ones who are in the matzav, we're the ones in the position that commandments, that Sivuyim, are meaningful for us.
Adam also, Adam al-Elyon.
Adam al-Elyon, and we mentioned before
Adam
that.
Adam is Aleph and Dam. Aleph is Aluf Yishol Olam, the Eibishter, Chelek Eloika, Mimal. For the Odom, and the dam is the blood. Odom have two sides. Mm. One side half the malo, and one side the blood bring him of the time.
Right, and that's why we have the same thing, that Adam is on the one hand Adama, but on the other Adam. Hand is Adameh. Right. And as we mentioned, that Rav Hirsch says that the word Adam comes from Hadom, because he's the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so Enosh is this level of that we mentioned, that so that just going back, that was Enosh, was Enosh ben Shais, was that was the generation in which they started worshiping the Misharsim, because they didn't recognize their own Madrega, their own Cheshivas, to have that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Midrash says that their faces changed to look like Kof, to look like a monkey, because they didn't appreciate the difference between themselves and a Kof, between them and a monkey. Enosh is that madriga of man, of having lost the appreciation, having lost the special quality of Adam. So So ata chonin la adam das umelamed la enosh bina. Chonin is to Adam, and melamed is to enosh. Chonin
that we 820.
Yeah, 820. What?
Chonin.
Ata chonin la adam das umelamed la enosh bina. So chonin is to an adam, is the level of, and what is it chonin? The level of das, which we mentioned that das is the faculty which allows you to have a meaningful relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to elevate, the ability to have an awareness and to have your own relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chonin, we mentioned earlier tonight, also related to the word machaneh, that Hashem causes Das to rest on Adam. Adam, that lofty madrega, the level of Adam, that's the level of a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch, that chonin, that special gift of a relationship, which is on that higher level. That's where the level of chanina is. Adam is above animals. Even animals can have chachma, could have pure knowledge and facts. Adam is a level above that. Adam is the ability, the baseline of what it means to be an Adam is that you're able to understand, you're able to extrapolate. And then from once you're an Adam, so we can have a gift of Das, that level which is sublime, which is beyond, which requires a gift. It's something which goes beyond the natural existence of this world. Having a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the level that Adam reaches is the point at which a Kadosh Baruch Hu could give us the ability to have a relationship. But the Enosh, who is descended to the level below that of Adam, so he's a level below. He needs Hashem to teach him the ability to be maven, the ability to understand and extrapolate, the ability to go from one level to the next, the path to crawl out of the hole, how to get back up from the level of Enosh, how to move beyond just facts. An animal can have chachman. An animal can be aware of its environment, what it sees, but what it sees is all it has. The ability, the baseline of what means to be an Adam is first going to be that level of Bina, is the ability to move beyond just what you see, to put things together, to extrapolate, to build on, that the world is more than just what meets the eye. And then once he's at the level of Enosh, so he needs to first have that lesson of Bina, of understand, of just the ability to be Bona, to build from one thing to the next. And that's what gets him out of that lower level of Enosh, is that's the first step. It's once you're beyond that, once he's in Adam, once we have that capacity, that ability to elevate ourselves, to bring ourselves up, so that's the point at which there's ata chonin la Adam das, that Adam is the one who has the capacity, the ability to have das, to have that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So Bina is a lower kind of wisdom?
So Bina, in contrast to Das, at least, well, next time we learn, let's first answer your question. Bina is, they're really different, but in terms of what we're talking about now, so Bina is the ability to extrapolate, to build one thing from another. Mm-hmm. And Das is something which it's really... I used to have a good way of explaining this, but I can't, not coming to my...
Isn't that distinguishing, being able to choose, that's what I thought it was.
Well, so Das, we discuss as the concept of self-awareness, of the ability, like Bechira comes from the fact that you have Das, has the ability to, but it's, the Das is something which, it's kind of like, you could have a detective, that he gathers all of the information and he, you know, puts the you know, goes, you know, like you have just the evidence. That would be, you know, we call chachma. And then you kind of have deductive reasoning, where he kind of, you know, pieces things together and figures things out more than just what he has. The point at which everything fits together into a bigger picture, which isn't, there's no one thing where it's like a step-by-step process where this just kind of leads to the next thing. Das is kind of when everything comes together, everything fits together in such a way that it's sort of more than any one piece of evidence, that any one, you know, step in the process could give you, that's what das is. Das is something which is greater, which is beyond just what you see and what you have. And that's the bina is that madriga of being able to recognize and to realize something more than just what you have in front of you. But das is something which is sort of beyond what all of the facts give. It's something which is supernatural. Rashi always says that the idea of das is ruach hakodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, it's not, you know, a frog can't have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is not just, you know, an arbitrary gift. Ruach HaKodesh is the culmination of a process of avoda, but at the end of the day, it's something which comes milamala. It's something which has to come from above, because it's not just, you know, the next step in the process. It's something which is from beyond. And that da'as, that ability to have a greater awareness, awareness which is greater than yourself, which is, I don't want to use the word supernatural because we're not talking about superpowers here, but it's, you know, it's something which is beyond, it's sublime. That's the idea of das, and it's Adam has that ability, that capacity to realize that there's something more, and building on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives das, that gift of das, which is a chanina, it is a gift, it's something which comes from beyond, is that ability to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Where does
So chachma, we'll talk.
Said, right? It was just the facts of the animals you said had chachma.
Right. So chachma just means facts, and we'll talk next week,
so
or maybe 2 weeks.
Chabad really is the order.
Yeah. Chachma means das, right? It's based. There's a few different places where pasuk in Mishlei it says Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz konin shamayim b'tvuna, which is bina, af tehomos b'das nikvu. That's the Chacham, Bina, and Das. You have a couple places where and there are places where the order is switched, and we'll try and figure out some of those things. But next week or 2 weeks from now, next class or two classes from now, we'll talk about when we get to the last line of the bracha here about exactly, you know, what Bina is and how Bina relates to Chachma and all kinds of fun stuff like that. All right, so we're gonna pause here for tonight.
That's cool.